Remarks of the President. Salt Lake City, Utah, 6 October 1952.
President of the United States.
Thank you very much for this cordial welcome this early in the morning. I appreciate it most highly. I remember how cordial you were when I came here in 1948, and I shall never forget it. I think I told you then about how my grandfather came out here with an ox train load of merchandise and how Brigham Young helped him out. And since that time, the records have been examined in the church files, and they find that it actually happened just as I told it. He had his first train of his own, loaded with merchandise for the army. And when he got here, the colonel in charge of the post had another freighter that he wanted to haul the goods, and he wouldn't accept my grandfather's load of goods, and it almost broke him. If it hadn't been for Brigham Young, it would have broken him. But they worked it out, and everybody was happy and satisfied, except the colonel in charge of the post. I've been making this trip to campaign for the Democratic Party. I'm happy to do that because I think you suspect by this time that I'm a good Democrat. I believe with all my heart that it is in the best interest of the country for the Democrats to win this election. I think we're going to win it. We're going to win on the basis of our record, our platform, and our candidates. On each of these things, when you compare the Democratic situation with the Republican situation, the Democrats look so much better that there's no difficulty whatever to make a choice. First, take the record. The Democratic Party has been giving the country good government for the past 20 years. At home, the country is in better shape than it ever has been. Abroad, we are making good progress in building up our defenses against the terrible threat of communist aggression. At home and abroad, the Republican Party has been against almost every forward-looking proposal that we've made in these years. Now they're trying to rewrite history, but I'm not going to let them get away with it. I've been reading the record on them, and I'm going to keep it up and tell the people exactly what the facts are. You see, in nearly every place I go, somebody in the crowd or on the street will let out a yell, "Give them hell, Harry." Well, now, I don't strive for a reputation of that kind. I tell the truth on them, and that's a lot better for the country than giving them hell because they can't stand the truth. I hope every one of you will have an opportunity to read the Democratic platform and the Republican platform, too. They will show you what the difference is between the two parties. I think we have the best platform any political party ever adopted. And I think the Republican platform is about the worst one I ever read. Along with everything else, they even endorsed that do-nothing 80th Congress. You remember? Back in 1948 at Philadelphia, about 2:30 o'clock in the morning, I told the Democratic Convention that I was going to call a special session of Congress and see whether the Republicans in the 80th Congress would put their platform into effect. Oh, they had a platform that was intended to appeal to everybody in the country. So I called them together. They met for about 3-4 weeks and didn't do a thing. I knew that's exactly what to do because they never do expect to carry out a platform, even when it's good, but this one's so bad they can't carry it out. They were to win this election. You could count on them to give you the same sort of treatment you had from that 80th Congress, which won the election in 1948 for me. I told you when I was here in 1948 what the Republicans had been trying to do to your reclamation and power programs, and they've been trying to do the same thing ever since. And you can't trust them. The Democrats have it all over the Republicans in the case of candidates, just like we do everything else. And I don't know of any place where that is clearer than it is here in Utah. You have a fine Democratic candidate here for United States Senator, Walter K. Granger. Walter Granger? has made a wonderful record in Congress. And if you'll send him to the Senate, you'll have somebody there who will look out for our interests. Now, I've known Walter Granger, I don't know how long, 15 or 18 years, and he's always been on the side of the people. You need a man like that in the Senate worse than ever now, and I'll say you need him from this state. For Congress, you... you have Mrs. Bossoni. Judge Bossoni has also made a grand record in Congress. This is especially true on reclamation matters. If you send her back to Congress and send Walter Granger to the Senate, you will have a very effective team to work for you on the reclamation projects that mean so much to this great Western country. I also hope very much that you will promote your mayor, Earl Glade, to be governor of this great state of Utah. I hope you'll also send that good Democrat who's just introduced to you, Mr. McKay, to Congress in Mrs. Bossoni's place. He impresses me as being a wonderful man. You know, the best thing you can do for your own safety is to just vote the Democratic ticket and send them all in. And I urge you most strongly to vote for our candidate for President and Vice President, Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman. I think it would be a tragedy for the present Republican candidate to be elected President of the United States. He has been a great general. He has already shown in this campaign that he cannot be depended on to master the great political issues with which we are faced. He has surrendered to the most reactionary elements of the Republican Party. He's not the kind of man we ought to have for president. Oh, I like him. I made him Chief of Staff of the United States Army. I sent him to Europe to command the NATO military setup. I have every confidence in him as a military man, but as president and politician, he wouldn't know what to do. Now, on the other hand, I'm more than ever impressed each day with what Adlai Stevenson offers to the nation. He's talking sense to the American people. He's wise, he's courageous, he's honest. He's a man you can trust, and he won't be taken in by any special interest lobby. If you elect him and a Democratic Congress, the country will be safe for another 4 years. Again, I want to thank you very much for this most cordial welcome.